Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Q2 FY24 earnings conference call of Symphony Limited, hosted by IIFL Securities Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Ms. Renu Baid from IIFL Securities Limited. Thank you, and over to you.
Thank you. Very good afternoon, everyone. On behalf of IIFL, I would like to welcome you all to the 2Q FY24 earnings conference call of Symphony Limited. From the management, we have with us today Mr. Achal Bakheri, Chairman and Managing Director, Mr. Rupesh Shah, Managing Director, Corporate Affairs, and Mr. Amit Kumar, Executive Director and Group CEO. Without taking much time, I would now like to hand over the call to the management for the opening remarks. Thereafter, we can start the session with Q&A. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you very much, Renu and IIFL, for hosting this call, and also a warm welcome to all the participants. Thank you very much for being here. The customary safe harbor rules apply, which I will not repeat, and I'll hand over the call to my colleague Rupesh Shah to take us through a short presentation, post which we are all here to take any questions that you may have. Thank you very much.
Hello. Welcome to everybody in Q2 conference call of Symphony. Yeah, so coming to performance highlights of Q2, so the revenue from operations at our consolidated level stands at 275 crore, marginally higher than September 2022 quarter. Standalone sales, that is Symphony India, 196 crore, out of which 191 crore is our domestic sales in the country, which is in line with Q2 of last year. This is despite erratic summer season. Gross margin and EBITDA margin percentage in line with our continuous efforts and endeavor have improved, which is mainly on account of value engineering, softening of input costs, and continuous thrust on development and launch of new products and favorable product mix. Coming to subsidiaries' performance, Climate Technology Australia, again, it has not performed up to the mark. Performance is impacted mainly on account of domestic demand headwinds on account of macro as well as microeconomic situation, particularly in Australia. However, IMCO Mexico has delivered highest-ever H1 as well as Q2 revenue. So in a lighter way, हमने जो IMCO Mexico में कमाया, वो Australia में गंवाया. So ultimately, both to put together has become a zero-sum game, while GSK China has delivered a steady performance, and it doesn't need any assistance by Symphony India for last one and a half year. And Board of Directors have announced second interim dividend of rupees 2 per share, amounting to 14 crore. Coming to Sankey chart of Q2 standalone financials, the revenue is 196 crore. EBITDA margin stands at 53 crore, which is, despite lower top line, YOY higher by 13%, and in terms of the percentage, it is 26.8%, that is in excess of 5% YOY improvement, while PAT stands at 50 crore, that is 11% up, and percentage-wise, it is 25.4%, including treasury income, that is up by 470 basis points. Coming to waterfall chart explaining the EBITDA margin movement, 21.6% to 26.8%, mainly on account of improvement in gross margin, favorable freight and forwarding, as well as other expenses. Capital employed on a standalone basis in Q2 stands at 55 crore, marginally lower than previous year. ROCE at 296% in our core business and return on net worth stands at 21%, while treasury is 589 crore excluding equity investment and loans and advances granted to subsidiaries. Coming to consolidated financials, revenue is 275 crore. Coming to EBITDA margin, it is 42 crore absolute amount wise, that is 16% higher, and EBITDA percentage stands at 15.5, that is up by 210 BPS YOY, and PAT stands at 35 crore, up by 10%, while percentage wise 12.70%. Just stay for a while. And this is the waterfall chart of consolidated EBITDA margin percentage. And on consolidated basis, the ROCE in core business stands at 37%, while RONW is 15%. And H1 financial standalone stands at 368 crore. EBITDA stands at 59 crore, that is down by 19%. And PAT stands at 64 crore, down by 8%. And percentage-wise, it is 17.40, up by 80 BPS. Let's stay for a while. And console in the first half stands at 577 crore, while EBITDA almost in line with the previous year, 70 crore, and percentage-wise 12.2%, about 40 BPS higher, while PAT is again in line with the previous year, 59 crore. And coming to outlook, despite last few challenging years and season, Symphony has maintained its numero uno position in air cooler industry, maintaining around 50% market share in the organized sector. Of course, number 2, 3 and 4, 5 players keep on changing internally, while Symphony's market share, market leadership and thought leadership very much continues. And that is reflected in innovative value-added products, calibrated strategic price hike, and continuous thrust on semi-urban as well as rural area. And there is also major emphasis on sales through alternate channel, which annually now accounts for more than 30% of the sales, which pre-COVID used to be around 10%. We have successfully entered into adjacent product category and they have received a good traction, and they are not only adjacent product category, but we have also diversified into other distribution channel as suitable to those products. As far as international markets are concerned, apart from India, certainly despite temporary challenges, the long-term structural drivers are very much placed in overseas market on account of intensified heat wave and climate change. And as far as Climate Technology Australia is concerned, as we updated earlier, there has been a major transformation going on, and that has resulted into huge reduction in CODB. Now, in FY23-24, the CODB will be down by 60% vis-a-vis when we acquired it, and next year it will be further stabilized. We are completely revamping the product category, and from existing product category of installed products now into completely mobile products offering much better value proposition, as well as there is a better demand and better margin. And almost we have shifted from in-house manufacturing to outsourced business model, as well as leveraging retail distribution channel. Thank you. So, opening the floor for question answer.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. We have our first question from the line of Rahul Gajare from Haitong Securities. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir, and many congratulations, Rupesh Bhai, on the promotion.
Thank you.
Yeah. Sir, I've got a couple of questions. You know, first on the India business. After the first quarter, you had indicated, you know, that certain geographies had high inventory of channel. I want to understand how is the channel inventory progressed at the end of the second quarter on the domestic business. And if you can share financials of, you know, the CP Mexico and the China business, that will be the first question. Thanks.
So Rahul, you rightly highlighted that at the end of the first quarter, we clearly in parts of the country, we were sitting on high inventory. And that was a challenge that we were envisaging getting into this quarter. However, as we speak, as you would have noted during the presentation, the quarter this year, the billing that we have been able to do in the channel has been very close to what we did the same quarter last year. And that was possible on the on initiatives focused on expanding the network further and going a bit deeper into the rural market. So the net inventory that we have been able to place in the market at this point in time compared to last year same point in time, we are at a slightly higher number. But given the initiatives we have taken, we are certain that we'll be able to take this forward sooner.
And coming to subsidiary companies' financials, for April to September 6 months, Climate Technology Australia, top line is 91 crore. I'm mentioning in INR versus 115 crore, while EBITDA-wise it is negative 14 crore versus negative 11 crore. For Inco Mexico, it is up from 69 crore to 107 crore. And EBITDA wise it is positive 18 crore versus 7 crore. GSK China up from 19 crore to 23 crore top line wise, and EBITDA wise up from 1 crore to 3 crore.
Yeah, thanks for that, sir. Sir, the question I also, the next question I have is on the LHV business. You know, that has been gaining traction. Is it possible you can give us some color on how, what is the performance has been and what is the kind of potential that you see in the rest of the year?
No, so the color is there is a decent growth. We are by and large achieving our internal target, and still on a standalone basis, it hasn't touched double digit percentage so as to report the segment reporting. However, on a segment reporting wise. However, on a console basis, it contributes almost 15 to 17% of the top line.
Right, sir. Thank you very much. And all the best for the remaining year. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, please press star and one on your phone now. We'll take our next question from the line of Hardik Rawat from IIFL Securities. Please go ahead.
Hello. Hi. Thanks for the opportunity. Actually, I missed out on the EBITDA number for Australia. Could you please repeat that, the revenue and EBITDA numbers for both current quarter and the previous quarter?
Sure. So I have April to September number for Climate Technology Australia. For first half, top line is 91 crore versus 115 crore and EBITDA is negative 14 versus negative 11, while Inco Mexico top line is 107 crore versus 69 crore and EBITDA is positive 18 crore versus 7 crore.
All right. Thank you so much. Apart from that, you mentioned that your market share currently stands at 50% of the organized market, right?
That's right.
Just wanted to understand as to what would be the share of the organized market of the overall market. If you have any indicative numbers, that would help.
So value-wise, it will be close to 27-28%. Sorry, volume-wise, it will be about 27-28%. Value-wise, it will be close to 40% of the total size.
With regards to your business in Australia, just wanted to understand what is the status of the transition that we are undertaking to the outsourced model? Do we expect that to complete in this fiscal or it's going to spill over to FY25?
I think transition should be by and large complete by end of current financial year. And next year, 24-25, we should see the complete benefit and effect of transition. Currently, most of the manufacturing facilities have been outsourced. Reduction in CODB to a major extent we have already achieved.
Actually, I wanted that number as well, the reduction in CODB, you said 60% has been achieved in FY24.
So I am saying vis-a-vis pre-acquisition. So pre-acquisition, the cost of doing the business was close to $15 million. In current year, that is in 23-24, we will end with less than $7 million. And next year, it will be further down.
Understood. All right, that and one last question with regards to any new launches that you've planned in coolers and adjacencies in this the remaining system for the festival season.
In India?
Both in India and the export market. Okay.
So for the current season, as we are going around with the primary right now, we have launched new ranges with in the dessert cooler category particularly, titled Wind Blast and Jumbo Plus Air series. In addition, we have launched a product focused on the kitchen cooler segment, which is Duet I. So these are the two key products we have launched in the domestic market. And for the global market, an additional product on the cooler side is the actually what we call Buddy, which is one of the smaller tabletop coolers, which we have launched in this quarter particularly.
Understood. Thank you so much. One last question with regards to guidance. This quarter ending, what sort of a guidance are we looking at in terms of revenue and EBITDA for FY24?
Recently, we have uploaded our new investor relationship policy, and as a part of the policy, in line with most of the consumer durable and consumer facing companies, we are not going to issue any guidance, whether short term or medium term. Let me more focus on actual performance and the delivery.
Got it. Thank you so much for that.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, please press star and one on your phone now. Participants who wish to ask a question are requested to press star and one on their phone now. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, please press star and one on your phone now. We have a question from the line of Chinmay from MK Global. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Am I audible?
You are.
Really wanted an understanding of why the margins have expanded despite the lackluster top line growth.
Can you please repeat the question?
I just wanted to get an understanding of the reason behind the expansion in the margins despite a slower growth in the top line, if I compare it.
Okay.
So just wanted an understanding of that.
No, so as this waterfall chart explains, first and foremost, improvement in gross profit margin percentage by 3.30% on account of strategic price increase, also on account of decent sales mix, and also launch of new models have helped in that respect. Of course, supported by somewhat moderation in input costs, coupled with better and efficient logistic, supply chain, and also other overheads and expenses. So primarily these three reasons. So these three put together take care of almost 5% improvement in EBITDA margin.
That was the only question I had. I'll go through the presentation once again. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, please press star and one on your phone now.
Renu, even though you are the host, please feel free to ask the question, because there can't be any conference call without your question.
We'll take the next question from Anupama Prakash Putra from Arihant Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, if you can quantify the price increase in this quarter vis-a-vis the last year, year on year?
No, I don't think on account of competitive reasons we'll be in a position to share that.
So in percentage terms, can you share like how much percentage?
We do have a large model portfolio having more than 60 models in the country and more than 100 models across the world. So in some of the models, there may be a price increase. In some models, there may not be a price increase. So we won't like to comment on that.
Okay.
Ms. Anupama, are you through with your question?
Yes, I'm done. Thank you.
We have a next question from the line of Prashant Sharma from Sharekhan. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Thank you for the opportunity. Just want to understand, sir, when do we expect the channel inventory to return to the normal?
Prashant, as you said, the channel inventory at this point in time is slightly higher than the last season. But clearly, we are working on plans to bring it to normal levels within this, within the coming season or so. So definitely, we are anticipating on the back of some focused initiatives that by end of this season, we would bring it down broadly to the what we call normal. Obviously, subject to the seasons and how the weather pans out. But that's the plan right now.
Okay. Thank you very much.
And having said this, there are many, many regions where inventory is almost normal, where season was decent and inventory was normal.
Okay, and which area are we seeing the issues? I mean, so we still have the higher inventory.
This, Prashant, would particularly be in select states in north and west, where the inventory is higher than what we consider normal inventory.
Okay, thank you very much. Yeah, that's all from my side.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Rahul Gazre from Haitong Securities. Please go ahead.
Sir, following up on my earlier questions, can you also give us the revenue and EBITDA of the China business? And so that's the first question.
about GSK China, in first 6 months, top line is 23 CR versus 19 CR last year. EBITDA is positive 3 crore versus positive 1 crore.
Okay. Sir, also, you know, with respect to your export market, now I recollect, you know, because of the political uncertainty or turmoil, you know, export business was impacted to some extent. Now, given the recent disturbance that we are seeing in Middle East, given that Middle East is a large part of your export, how do you see the export business panning out? And, yeah, your thought on this, please.
So, Rahul, the uncertainties are still a bit, it would be a bit premature to comment on this from a season perspective. The market for Middle East particularly builds up somewhere towards the end of the year. And the core markets that we serve, especially the GCC countries, as of now, they don't seem to be impacted because of the ongoing situation there. We anticipate the situation will not affect much into our core markets where we export. So to that extent, we do not see or anticipate a major concern on the Middle East market in particular.
Sir, and you know, the Egypt market and Sri Lankan market, the business over there, is that normalized now, or there is still that business is still slow?
So the traction is building. It's not, I would not say it's normalized, but we are seeing some positive movement, and hopefully things should sort of move in the positive direction as we go forward.
Sure. Thank you. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question for today. I now hand the conference over to management for closing comments. Over to you.
Thank you all the participants for your valuable time. We are well aware that this is a busy season for the result, and back-to-back many conference calls have been lined up. And thank you IIFL and particularly Renu for hosting this call. Thanks.
Thank you, sir. On behalf of IIFL Securities Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.